Welcome to Last Week in Gaming, where we talk about games we ran or played last week. I'm your host, Matt J. Let's get started. Last Week in Gaming and the Diceology Podcast and the 211 Show are made possible by listeners like you. Support my dream hustle at patreon.com, MattJ0, all letters. Let's make this our regular thing.
So last week in gaming, we had a bye week for the One Ring. We're playing weekly, though, and the Fellowship has made it out to Bree. They're tracking down Gorlink, the sorcerer, and running into more questions as they dig into what Gorlink is after. I've also got two sessions of my new Burning Wheel game, Vina and the King of Nothing. Vina is a elven ranger being pursued by elves. There's a change in leadership, and she was given the task of killing off the elven prince, which she did not do, so thus far she has befriended an owlbear, experienced Tingu in the edge, the northernmost edge of the elven forest, and we've learned about elven grief through some conflict with humans at the safe house we were running to. Elle is new to Burning Wheel, so I'm kind of doling out the mechanics as we move along. In our second session, something fantastic happens. And I love when it occurs, when players get a thing. Dice pools are easy. You can teach dice pools. She got that. That's not a big deal. In Burning Wheel, you have this concept of declaring what your intent is for these tests and laying out the stakes of these tests. Ideally, the stakes aren't directly opposed, meaning I say, I want the thing, and you say, you can't have the thing, right? We try to make our intents, our stakes, more diagonal. In the last two tests of our session, she made that jump, and it clicked, and she does a couple of fantastic things of her own accord. And, oh no, it made me proud inside, like a proud teacher or something. It was fantastic. We talked about it after the game. And, yeah, so Vina and the King of Nothing. Session 2 will come out this week on the Diceology Podcast, so check it out. Pirates of Dranax is still a thing. We had a bye week there also. The crew has taken the ship out for a ride. I was mostly after what kind of crew are we going to be. Are we honorable pirates? Are we into political things? And apparently we are the murderous space everybody out the airlocks kind of pirates. And that's cool. We can play that. I'm all right with that. I'm prepping for some Delta Green one-on-one with my friend Brendan from the What People Do podcast. We've been trying to figure out what we're going to play after our run with Sorcerer. We've been spending Wednesday mornings just gabbing about all kinds of things across the spectrum. And we were looking at Jerun, Sky Realms of Jerun, and trying to decide if we're going to take that jump and play it, rules as written. Are we going to try to maybe use Cortex and walk through it? And I think we just kind of put it back on the shelf for a little bit. Jerun has a special place in my heart, so I see me coming back around to it. And I think I have a solution. I'm also reading Ultraviolet Grasslands. I'll be running that sometime soon, probably for the Gauntlet, maybe for my Patreons as our monthly game. We'll see how that goes. I'm super excited about that sandbox. It's a weird sci-fi fantasy-ish kind of thing. I'll probably play it with Sea Cat straight out the box, but other folks have made other hacks and system tweaks for the setting, and I'm interested to see how those play out as well. I'm all set to run Desert Moon of Karth via Mothership for Star Wars Sunday Special Edition in December. That game's all fooled up, so maybe if I have enough time, maybe I need to run a second session of it. It's called Smoking Yig. It's true. Three-Face Yig has resurfaced and is headed to the Desert Moon of Karth. Every bounty hunter, guild assassin, thug, and smuggler Yig has done dirty is also going to Karth, including a squad of Imperial Death Troopers. So we'll do character generation, because it's pretty fast with Mothership. And I think Mothership has a module for Foundry, so I'll probably play it straight out of Foundry. And I think we record these things for the Gauntlet. So Sunday, I hung out with various gamers from the Gauntlet on Zoom. There was probably about 9 or 10 of us scattered globally, and we just kind of chatted for an hour, hour and a half about the games we're playing, gaming culture stuff, games and kids. It was good. It was good to see faces to names and some old faces, and just to talk about gaming and gaming conventions and stuff like that. So that was fun. This week, I also learned about White Hack. Not that I just learned about it, but I knew about it. I've been reading through it and thinking about it. Out on the Indie Game Reading Club, I've asked Christopher Kubasik about how he runs White Hack. He's a big advocate, evangelist for White Hack, and he put together a great big piece, an essay, if you will, on the Indie Game Reading Club Slack. And hopefully that gets collected and posted up somewhere because it's fantastic. And it answered my question. I know what I need to do with White Hack. So I hope to get that to the table too in some form. I want to see how it plays. So that's my week in gaming. Let me know what you're playing, what you're excited about. Let's make this our regular thing.
That's my show. Thanks for listening. Send your comments, questions about this episode to me. I'm on Patreon at MadJZero, all letters. Or send it to Twitter at GoDiceology. And you know, subscribe, rate, and like. Let's make this our regular thing.